Okay, I have here a sefer. This is an incredible sefer. I highly recommend this sefer to anyone that's interested. It's called Mikorei HaTzfila. Now, this is the second volume. The first volume came out about a year or 2 years ago. It's fantastic. It was pretty much on the beginning of davening from Moda Ani through the end of Shemona Esrei. Wonderful sefer. The name of the mechaber is Ephraim Zlotnik. Ephraim Zlotnik. It is. We use the first volume. It's from the beginning of the siddur to the end of Shemona Esrei. There are many svarim on Nusach HaTzfilah, on Minhagim, Mekoros. Everything. It's the Mekor. He breaks it up into Mekor, Minog, Tam, Halacha, Zman. They're in sections. Okay, it's a fantastic. That was a fantastic sefer. But very recently, he published a second volume, and here he has entered into territory that few others have ventured to go. And this is volume 2, and this is just breathtaking. It's pretty much Mincha, Ma'ariv, Sfiras Ha'omer, Kiddush Levana, Kriyas Shema Lahamita, Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Mayan Shalosh, Birchas Hamila, Pidyon HaBen. He's really gone to places that no one has gone before. Tilas HaDerech. Whatever there's a nusach for, and it is really impressive. So he has here a section on Svira Soimer, basically the nusach, what you say in the siddur. Not everyone has Not everyone says all the parts of the siddur. Some shuls have a very short version of Svira Soimer. Some shuls take the longer version with the Lashon Yichud on Bekoyach. And in the process, he is malakate enormous amount of yediyos on Sfiras Ha'omer, and me and my extreme gaiva thought I knew it all, but this is very humbling to go through what he says here, just line after line. Really, I never knew that before, and it's quite a section. I mean, this is possibly one of the best treatments of Sfiras Ha'omer that I've ever come across. So I want to share with you a couple of interesting things. 95% of what he writes here, we don't do. He brings down other minhagim. But when you learn about other minhagim, what other people do, you get an appreciation of what we do. So let's just go on to run through a couple of interesting things. Okay, we all know that Sfiras Ha'omer, it's presented in the Torah 2 times. Some basics. In the Torah, it's presented 2 times. Once in Parashas Emor, coming up only a few weeks from now. And again in Parashas Re'eh, twice. In Parashas Emor, the mitzvah is described for 2 parts. To count weeks and to count days. In Parashas Re'eh, it only talks about counting weeks. There's no mention of days whatsoever. And also, there's no mention of the Omer. The only place where the Omer is mentioned is in Parashas Re'eh. So that's going to be very important in a few moments. Now, another unique thing about Sfiras Ha'omer is that it's written with Lashon Rabin. Usfartem Lochem. And that is a big topic of discussion. What's the significance of Lashon Rabin? So the first thing to mention is that it's not like the counting of Yovel. The counting of Yovel, the 50-year cycle of Yovel, is a mitzvah that's given to the Bezdin. It's not a mitzvah given to the individual, it's given to the Bezdin. Sfiras Ha'omer is a mitzvah that's given to every single individual. And in order to mean that, and that's possibly one of the reasons why the minhag ha'olam is, the prevalent minhag is, every single person counts Sfiras Ha'omer on their own. You never see a shul where you yoytze shamea kohenet. Technically speaking, one person can make the bracha, you answer amen, and listen to him say, hayoim yoim shmoyne yom boim, meshaim shu echad v'yom echad boimer, and you yoytze shamea kohenet. Yet, and it's a bigger question, because since our custom, which we're going to discuss all the various customs at some point in time, but since the custom is where one person, the shatz, either the rav or the shatz, he makes the bracha, and he says it, l'chayru will already yoytze. So how could we now go along and make our own bracha and say it again? And say, we already were yoytze with shamea koineh. So you have to have nes. So since when do you have to have nes? It's a problem. L'chayru, it would be ideal where we should all do it together, And no one should say the actual words of the Omer, so there should not be a problem of Shemaya Koine. The answer is that the negative kavan is understood. Why is it understood? Because the pasuk says lochem. The pasuk says, I want every single one of you to count. I don't want it to be Baravam Hadas Melchis, do it together. But every single person should count on their own. And being the Torah addressed the mitzvah in that fashion, the negative kavan is self-understood. I'm not going to be yotze with the amira of the shatz. I'll give you an example how far this goes. There are three basic minhagim in Klal Yisrael today. There's Ashkenaz. Okay, that's the West. That's the Western European, and then there is the East, Eidos HaMizrach. Eidos HaMizrach, that is the Svardim, and then there is the Taimonim. Minhag Taimon is not, obviously is not as popular, but a lot of the Minhag of Taimon, some of the Minhag of Taimon are the most authentic. They go back the longest time. Obviously, it's a very small. There's almost no one left in Yemen today. Today, after what's going on in the news,
maybe a minion.
There used to be about 2 years ago. There was an article. There were 70. Now I don't even know there are 70. They're down.
I think the paper this year said 12.
12. But the Taimonim, their traditions are discussed, and their traditions are very unique, and they're like a third. They're a third group. Ashkenaz, Sfard, and Taimon. And when you want to start comparing Taimon versus Ashkenaz and Sfard, you begin to uncover the richness of each one of the minhagim. It's their minhag, fascinating minhag, is where the shatz he announces yesterday's day.
Right.
Like last night, they would get up and they would say, yesterday was 7 days. That's not like the shatz. And the shatz makes the announcement. He announces the bracha yesterday. And then everyone makes the bracha and says what today is on their own. Why? Obviously because of the problem of Shemaya Koina. So Ashkenaz, why don't we have that problem? It's a very good question. That's what the Taimonim are doing. So L'chorah, the Ashkenazim, why don't we do that?
Is that why women...
I have to see. That's exactly what they do. It could be. I have to see. Maybe...
Say, like National Shabbos, they all do it quietly. I mean, maybe is that why? Maybe
the women,
a couple Shabbos. The man is going to answer on me. Maybe he would. I'm just.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be. I have no idea exactly what they do. I have to just come to it. Okay, but this it's written b'loshon rabin.
Maybe if you say
quiet. Okay, now. So we don't do it. We don't. Okay, now this counting the days and counting the weeks. Now halacha l'maisam. Now, okay, let's go to just background information. When was the first time Klal Yisrael counted the Omer? When was the very first time we were kind of the mitzvah deraisa of counting the Omer? So believe it or not, this machloik is the Rishonim and Achroinim. The Shiboli Haleket and the Ran tell us they counted this time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The entire purpose, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was Ta'avdunis Lekim Alohor Azeh, was leading up to Matan Torah. Now Matan Torah, there was no Omer. There was no Omer, but it's not necessarily. Okay, I don't know how to explain it. The Mereshis so Omer, okay, maybe Psukim in Parashas.
But it was on the 50th day.
Even though it was didn't get the Torah yet, the Shiboli Leket and the Ran says the first time they counted the Omer was Koydim Matan Torah from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ran writes. Very big Kiddush.
Should be counting
other
days.
In a different way. Like, look at Tzillin had how many parashios until the time of the giving. Okay, it's a little different. Okay. But the other Achayim say, no, the mitzvah first obviously began when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they brought the Omer, and they brought the Shtei Halechem. Okay, fine. Next issue. When is the mitzvah bizman hazeh a de'oraisa or a de'rabbanan? So he stacks up a long list of paiskim, rishonim. Shockingly, many say, I think the Rambam says that it's de'oraisa. Bizman hazeh, even though there is no oimer, it doesn't matter. The mitzvah began when there was an oimer. And once the mitzvah became active, even though we do not actually bring the Omer, it means from the Zman of when you would bring the Omer. The Zman that when we would bring the Omer will be on the first day of Pesach, it will be the second day of Pesach. So, that's it. So that's when...
The Ramban.
So let me give you 1 second. L'das kamari shemitzah sfira doigis min atar b'chol mokim v'chol zman. B'chol mokim v'chol zman, who 13, the Ramban, hilchas tamidin musafim.
Okay.
The Rambam says it's deraisa. Shibol yaleked the or zerua b'shem haravia. The famous Ravia that says that you don't have to do haseba. Zman hazeh says that the mitzvah of svira so'imer b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah deoraisa. Okay, and the riff as well. That's very problematic because the riff is one of the big three. Is one of the big three for the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef. So if you have the Rambam and the Rif, the Beis Yosef should paskin that it's deraisa. But it's not so clear in the Rif. The Rav, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's only midrabbanan. The Beis Yosef paskins it's only midrabbanan. The Beis Yosef always took the Rif. He took the Rif of the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam. And yet here he's paskin that it's only midrabbanan. Seemingly he learned that the Rif holds that it's not clear in the Rif. What? Wait, what is it? Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, but those are the three. What was the three? No, not the Rambam. The Beis Yosef, he took the majority of...
One was an Ashkenaz.
He took the majority of... Right, but he took the majority. He took the majority of these three.
Yeah, but the Rosh lived in Sfarad later, but...
That was why the Rambam responded, it's not a fear number game, because two are Sfarad and one is Ashkenaz, so it's not fear. That was his objection. Okay, but yet, you, according to what we have over here, you think that the Rai, the Beis Yosef, should paskin l'chum because the Rambam and the Rif paskin that it's deraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch should paskin it's deraisa. Shulchan Aruch paskin that's the midrabanan. The answer is because the Rif, it's not so clear on the Rif. It could be that the Beis Yosef of Lomshan the Rif, not like others Lomshan the Rif, that it's only the Rabban. Okay, whatever it is. Some, now this is the very big Chiddush. Some Rishonim paskin, it's a fast and Chiddush, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, says that Bisman Hazeh counting days, counting weeks is the Oraisa. Because in Parshas Re'eh, there's no mention of the Omer, there's no mention of the Shtei Halechem, there's mention of counting 7 weeks, Tisvulach, 7 weeks, and so he makes a Pshara. Bizman Shabbat Hamidah Shoyekayim, counting days and counting weeks is deraisa. Bizman Hazeh, counting the days is derabbanan, but counting weeks is deraisa. Fascinating, Ben Yeruchim. So that means that even a person that missed out one of the days, just because you missed out one of the days, doesn't mean you're out of the game. Because you still have weeks to count, which can be a din deraisa.
Okay, so. Let's say you forgot during the week, because you make a bracha on the time.
Okay, so we don't accept that. This Yerei Yeruchim is not halach accepted as we paskin that it's all the Shulchan Aruch paskin it's everything bizman hazeh is midrabanan. Machlokes is it every single day? Is it a din of tamimos? Okay, now going off some background. What's the reason the Tanei Hamitzvah? What's the reason why we count Svira Soimer? So there's a very big problem. The problem seems the simple reason is because. Okay, the Torah tells us the time to bring of the Omer until we come to Pesach, come Shavuos. Seemingly, it all refers to connecting Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. And that's the first thing that Hashem said to Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, turn this off for a second, let it reset. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, Tavdunis Elokim Alohor Hazeh, you're going to serve Hashem. No, I turn it off, because there's too much static. Too much static. When you take out of Mitzrayim, you're going to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu upon this mountain. So seemingly the time of counting the Sfira is to connect the two. And there's a very big problem with this time of connecting Mitzrayim to Shavuos. What's the problem? If that is really the primary reason, we should count the first night of Pesach. What's the time? We have the Omer. Obviously, the Torah roots it in the Omer. You bring the Omer, and from the Omer, you count 50 days. Okay, so why don't we bring it? So then we come along and we say, we're brainwashed. Yeah, it's the Omer, but it's also because we left Mitzrayim for the purpose of receiving the Torah, and we're counting towards Matan Torah. Isn't that a very common understanding of this Omer? And that happens to coincide with the 50 days of the Omer. But if that is really correct, then we should really count on the first day of Pesach. Because what is Pesach? If you wouldn't have the Omer, let's say we take the Omer. What?
Day 50 ends.
In Achanami. So then Shavuos should be a day earlier. That's right. That's right. It should be a day earlier. Why is there a break?
That say that the first Shavuos was 51 days.
Well, Moshe was Moshe Yom HaMidaita. But then it should be 4. Then it should be. But why is there an additional day? If the true flavor of the mitzvah, which is what all the Rishonim say. You can't avoid this. Is that we're connecting Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. If you were making the rules, guarantee you, if you were making the rules, you would count through the first night of Pesach. Right? Isn't that the logical thing to do? This is a very, very difficult question, and there really is no satisfying answer. The only answer is not to take away from the Yom Tov itself. Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim deserves its own limelight. You have to give it its space. We're going to connect the two together, but you got to give it its own. You're going to start counting right away. You're going to take away from the chavivos of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Who says this? This is said ideas by the Chinuch. This is what the Chinuch says to answer this extremely difficult question. That's the only answer, is you have to give it its own time. The question is better than the answer. Now, because the question is so good, other Rishonim have a whole load of other very, very strange reasons why they are 50 days. They're not necessarily focused on connecting Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, but because the people who left Mitzrayim, the Yotzei Eretz Yisrael, they were an agricultural society. What were they doing? What were they doing the whole between Pesach and Shavuos? They camped out in the fields. It was seasonal work. After Pesach was over, today Pesach, yesterday, starting yesterday, where do you go? You pick up your knapsack, you take some food, and you go out to the fields and you get to work. You harvest the crop. You're out in the fields. You're working in the fields. You lose track of time very easily. You're working. Therefore, the Torah wanted you to count the days. It's very bizarre, such a concept. To count the days in order not to forget there's another holiday coming up called Chag HaShavuos. That's who says this answer. This is what Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. The famous Rabbi HaChosid, that's the reason why the Torah, the Tan HaMitzvah, not to lose track of time. The ancient Hebrews, the Jews who left Mitzrayim, they would lose track of time during this time of the year. That's another. The Avudram says another very bizarre reason, because this was a time of the year when people were very nervous, because the crops were extremely delicate. They were growing. I don't know the details of they developed at this moment, at this time of the year, and people were very nervous as a means of calming people down. And getting through a difficult time when your parnassus is on the line, you would count the day. The Torah technique was you count the days. People had the jitters during, like a person going into it to your employer, and there's a question: is he going to give you a promotion? Is he going to give you a raise? Is he going to fire you? And you're sitting there in the waiting room, the principal's office. On the waiting room, the principal's office, what is he going to do to me? Is he going to call me and tell me to bring my mother? To bring my father? Or is he going to tell me to bring one of my parents? What is he? They were very nervous, so therefore that's why the Torah says you have to count these days. Okay, let's go to another. Do you do it standing or sitting? So we do know that our custom in the Kishon is the minigas to do it to make the bracha when you're standing because it's possible. But kama, bakama, tocha, lispa. Just like the grain was harvested in the standing position, that's how you harvest grain. I guess mitzias, that's how you harvest grain. Stiff with the bracha is related to the bits of the over. You have to do it in a standing position. However, this is a fascinating thing. Now the minik teimon, the yesh min arishayim shlamad. The goy, not teimon, the goyim. In the time of the goyim, now figure out what this means. The minik was mitzoy Shabbos. They said it's sitting. The whole week they said it's standing, but mitzoy Shabbos they said it. Why? They said after Ashrei Uvolitzion, as the same Kash Tiskaba. Obviously, it's not like our minig. Our minig is to say it after Kol Hadayis. He said after Kaddish Tiskaba. They said the Kaddish could be. It's very bizarre. they said it Mitzoy Shabbos sitting. And I was tending to think that maybe there's some misunderstanding sitting it means that they said the Shabbos. Well, the weeks, I thought maybe there's a little between counting the days. This doesn't say this. I'm saying it can be total nonsense. Is that since we know there are two different types of counting. There's counting days, counting weeks. Counting days is tied to the Koma, the Omer. Counting weeks is in Parshas Re'eh, has nothing.
Well, even in the other one, it says Sheva Shabbos is supposed to be mostly Yena in Emma. The end of the pasuk is Sheva Shabbos.
It also says it correct. It all says, but it says weeks, but the weeks there are in relation. Okay, it's in relation to the days.
Say like Sheva Shabbos is by law.
It's in relation to the days. There is a combination of days and weeks, but in Parshas and there, it's clearly connected to the Omer, and the Omer is Bakoma. But in Parshas Re'eh, where it only depends upon the weeks, and the weeks has nothing to do with the Omer, I'm not saying nonsense, this is logic, since the whole time is Bakoma, that when you harvest is when you're standing, and since the number 50 the day is only by standing, there you count standing. When you come to the conclusion of a week, oh, that's a different type of counting. I'm now counting the weeks, so this Adaraba, you should count it when you're sitting down. Alright, this is just a machshava thought. Okay, let's go to Noshim. Do women count Sviras Ha'omer? So what's the first thing that comes to mind? Definitely not. It's a Shazman Grama. So it's an Inchanami. Many places can say they have absolutely no obligation to do so. Others say no such thing. There's nothing to do with Zman. The mitzvah of the Omer has to do with bringing the Omer. It's not a mitzvah that relates to time. It's a mitzvah that relates to a ma'isa. The ma'isa is a time ma'isa. It's only done a certain day. But once the ma'isa is done, it triggers the obligation to count. Noshim are no different. And therefore, many people say Noshim have the same obligation to count. Okay. Now, others say that women, and this is very bizarre, this woman will be extremely insulted, is that women, there's a whole shayla of person, Mr. Mishnah talks about this, if a woman knows, if a man knows, he's very, very shvach, or let's say he has scheduled surgery. He knows doctor says we got a slot for you to do a surgery on in the middle of the Sviras on Monday 31 of the Omer is when you're scheduled for surgery, and it's going to be a very long surgery. You're going to be out for more than 25 hours, and you're not going to be able. You'll be out for 48 hours. You're not going to be able to count Sviras in your estate. So should the person begin counting Sviras with the bracha? It's day one, and he has a planned surgery where he's going to be unconscious. Okay, the more simple case is a person with a very, very weak memory, and he never once in his life, he has track record, he never once in his life made it to the finish line. So there's no reason why this year is going to be any different than the last year. Manishtana Nicholas. Why I'm not going to make it to the finish line?
Always with a minion.
So the question is, so should he count with a bracha? So this is a very big dilemma. This is not so poshut. Some hold that women generally do not daven with a minyan. And women, I told you, it's very insulting to say this to a woman today, because in my experience has proven that the women are more medactic and serious omer than the men. Most women I know, they don't miss a night. And many men that I know, more often than not, they do miss a night. They do miss a night. But in ancient times, it was a little bit different. Women were not really into this religious service to the same degree as men. And they would miss. They very commonly miss. So therefore, said they should not make a bracha because it's very likely they're going to miss. Do you say that today? I don't think so.
Dangerous
to say. Yeah.
Women are more conscious of time than men, so they don't need.
They're more conscious of time. You're getting into Tamei HaMitzvah. You have to go by halacha. Okay, halacha l'maaseh, the women have accepted most achronim in the past. The women of Bezmanas have accepted upon themselves as halacha, and they do make a bracha, and they do count, and they should count, and they do count, and that's pretty much the way it is. Okay, of course, unless you want to go upon the Arizal, you want to apisoy. The mekubalim tell us women that they don't have a place in this mitzvah. Whatever that means, not going to go there. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Topic is shehechiyanu, very popular topic in the Sviras Ha'omer. Why don't we make a shehechiyanu on Sviras Ha'omer? Manishtana, this mitzvah than all the other mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, why to lose out? The first night of Pesach, the second night of Pesach, you should make a shachian when you make the first bracha.
Okay.
So one answer is, you know, first the mitzvah is not, you only make a bracha when the mitzvah is complete. When you take a little of an esrog, that's it, you're done, it's a done deal. You take the mitzvah, you put the mitzvah, you finish. When the mitzvah is incomplete, you don't make a bracha. So therefore, since the mitzvah is ongoing, it's not over until the Sheva, until you get to the very, very end, you cannot make a bracha. So you'll ask the question, make the bracha. So you do make a bracha at the end. You make a bracha on Shavuos. When you make the bracha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so that will count as the bracha for the Sfirah Nechanami. That bracha on...
If we say that every night is a mitzvah, the first night we should make Shachianu.
Even if you learn like the opinion that says every night is an independent mitzvah, you also have to take into consideration that it's leading up to the ultimate goal of 50. It's true, every night is a mitzvah, but it's all part of the sum. The sum is 50. So you have to make it to the finish line. The finish line is day 50 in the Hanami. And day 50, we make a Shachianu on Shavuos. Now some learn just the opposite. And this ties back to what we learn in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where some are very makbid, amongst Sfardim, to bedavka make count Sfira at the end of the Seder. Why? Why not beginning? You're losing out on Tamimos. Because the Shachianu that you make at the Seder on Kiddush is a Shachianu for Svira as well. You want the Shachianu, ideally the Shachianu should be made before you make the Bracha. So you want to make the Shachianu by the Seder, you make a Shachianu by the Seder, and that Shachianu will serve for the Shachianu for the Svira. So you have to first have the Seder. Once you start the Seder, so then you're going to wait until the end of the Seder to make the Shachianu. That is also a factor in the debate of should you make the Shachianu, the Svira, before the Seder, or you make the Svira after the Seder. So the women do that. The women make Shachianu by the candles, that's problematic, because then when they're going to hear the Kiddush, there's going to be a hefsek between the Shachianu and the drinking of the wine. So some say it's not a hefsek, they can answer Amen, and some say they should also, bedafka, not answer Amen, and some say they should not make a Shachianu in a Hanami. And if you tell that to your wife, not to make a Shachianu when she lights candles, she'll tell you, don't come home after shul. So, but there are chiluke deus. There are chiluke.
He told his wife not to do it, but she wouldn't listen.
So there are chiluke deus in what to do with regard. But this is, I just want to point out, it's an amazing thing. This is a very big debate. There are so many different factors that come together in when should you make sure the first segment of the Pesach, what goes first? Svira or the Seder? And this is one of the factors. Where's the Shachianu? Well, if you'll wait, be a little patient, and wait until you come home and make Kiddush and make a Shachianu, then you got your Shachianu for the Sphere as well. But what's the compromise? You're losing Tamimos, you're losing Barov Am Hadras Melech, there's a real chance you'll forget, and if you'll forget, then you're done for good, because then the first thing you list out the first night, that's a Mu'uvis. She'ena Yachal Liskain.
Eretz Yisrael,
very good. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have this solution. Very good. In Echlami, in Eretz Yisrael, you're the only one said you don't have that solution. Okay, other reasons given is very similar, is because there is no Maisa. You're not doing any Maisa, it's only on a Dibur. You don't make a Shachianu on a mitzvah that does not involve a Maisa. Yom Tov is a Maisa. Sudi, having a meal. You're not doing Melacha. You're davening different. When it comes to a Yom Tov, there are many things that you're doing. It's a whole different type of day, especially the meal that you're having, the Suda and baking Kiddush. But when you're drinking Yayim, but when you're just doing a mitzvah on a mitzvah where there is no physical Maisa, that's not enough to make a Shachianu. Another time is there is no real pleasure in doing Sira. When you take a little of an Esrog, Usmachta, a beautiful Esrog brings Simcha. It says in the Pasuk, you take a Pre-Eitz Hadekapas Tamarim, it grants you Simcha. What pleasure do you really have counting 50 days? You're doing Hashem's mitzvahs? When a mitzvah also involves personal gain, some type of pleasure, that qualifies for a bracha. When you're doing a mitzvah and there's no gain, that's not enough to make a Shachianu. Another time, very interesting time, is because the Yimei Hadin. The days of Sfir B'derech Klal we know are the days of Din, the days of Din. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva perished, 24,000 Talmidim, even though that's something which happened much later in time. But it's a tkufa of harshness, of Din. It's a time of even the Rabbi Akiva is telling me they died during that because that was a tkufa of harshness. And you don't make a bracha on days of Din, and especially Bizman Hazer when it's Agmas Nefesh. Every single night we're remembering that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Omer, and the mitzvah has been downgraded from mitzvah derais to a mitzvah derabanan. So to a religious person, it should bring some degree of Agmas Nefesh, and once Agmas Nefesh, you can't make a Shechianu. Okay, okay, what time? Let's see. All right, we're out of time. Okay, so we'll continue. We'll keep this tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.